Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Heath settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heath. Williams moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball towards left. Heath settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heath. Williams scores. Fox scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doerr moves to second. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Peacock moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to home. Fox throws the ball into Peacock who tags Smith who's trying to score from second, for the out. Weatherly moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock is walked intentionally. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles fires to third and picks off Tabor. Two outs. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Desodles reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Desodles moves to third. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desodles scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox is hit by the pitch. Pesky moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pesky scores. Williams scores. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Steve Gromick now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Tabor scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gromick covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Gaffke moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaffke moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaffke scores. Weatherly scores. Hockett moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Embry now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Fox trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Denning for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Oscar Grimes pinch hits for Red Embry. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Krakowsk is now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 4 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to first to double up Heath. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.